I say wow because
looking at what's going on in the city closest to where I grew up, my son sent me an email that said, "Why don't you get the out of there and move to California?" All right, so here's what's going on. This is a crazy day after a crazy night. A late-night police chase and shootout ended with one marathon bombing suspect dead, another one on the run. The police commissioner says that federal agents swarmed the town of Watertown. Local police involved in a car chase there and a shootout with at least one of the suspects. During the pursuit, officers could be heard on police radio traffic describing the suspect as having grenades and other explosives. About 10:30, a robbery was reported at a 7-Eleven in Cambridge. MIT officer responding to the robbery was shot and then pronounced dead. Suspects fled in a stolen Mercedes-Benz. Watertown police spotted the car. Shots were fired between police and the suspects. One suspect shot by police and later died. The second fled on foot. Tense manhunt ensued. The FBI has yet to publicly confirm a connection between the events in Watertown and the explosions that killed three people and injured 170 in the Boston Marathon. However, if you listen to some of the... I'm just piecing some of this stuff together. To the radio alert sent to fellow officers, the suspect who remained at large was the one in the white hat, seen in the photos released by the Bureau on Tuesday. Have you seen the images of these two? And I'm sort of amazed at how this all works out. There are those of you who do not believe any of this. Kenny, you've heard the conspiratorial theories.
Oh, yes.
The government is responsible for this, and these people were made to be scapegoats, and if they kill them both, that's the end. Nobody asks any more questions. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or to Ken at DougStephan.com. So the two men are responsible, according to the FBI, for all these people that were killed and wounded, about 180 altogether. They were photographed walking together near the finish line before the explosions. And they're pretty clear pictures, too, aren't they, when you get right down to it? Wasn't there one of them had a Nike hat on? It looks like a Nike. I'm looking at the picture right now. So what happened to all that facial recognition stuff that you see on Person of Interest? How come they couldn't get pictures and names and addresses and stuff?
They had to result to getting cell phone pictures from people.
Yeah. I'm being a little facetious with this. So who would have taken a picture like that of these two so deliberately? Kind of another...
It wasn't deliberate. It was part of a bigger picture. People just took random pictures on Monday.
So is this out in front of the sports store?
I'm not sure where that is exactly. They said they were walking along. There's supposed to be a video, too. I haven't seen that.
Mm-hmm.
But that they're walking along, and you see one of them put the bag down.
All right. I'm pretty clear. Well, clear images. All right, well, so let's work through a lot of this stuff here and listen to some of the input from people who have been talking about it on the radio and on television, information that Kenny put together through the course of the night. And what else do you have, by the way, in terms of all of the things that we have our fingers on, the access to what's at DougStephan.com and what's available at Facebook.com/Good Day Show. The Texas blast, people still being looked for there. Anyway, so here are talk hosts Phil Ciancolia and Jim LaBelle talking about the FBI releasing the photos of these two suspects.
We are in the studio together, just fascinated with, I think...
The News of Fruiter film.
Yeah, you nailed it. This is now a part of the American experience.
Yellow balloon woman preceding the two guys walking down the streets with backpacks.
This is fascinating.
I mean, I just can't stop looking at it, how these guys, one in front of the other, just calmly walking with those backpacks, and they knew what they were about to do, and, you know, nobody around them. Boy, oh, boy.
And then you got to wonder, how many cameras are watching me today?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a different world now. Yeah, I bet you they weren't counting on this.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they're in disguise.
Gosh. From what I can see, although you were telling me during the news about how it's not just people looking at...
Well, they're not just asking people to identify these people.
Right.
They will take angles of the nose, distance between the eyes, distance from the chin to the tip of the nose, distance, you know, width of the head, height of the head, all those kinds of things. How low to the ears, you know, on... Because they've probably got lots of different shots of these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then they will enter those descriptors into a picture search program and turn that baby loose on government records of passport photos, driver's license photos, and then turn it loose on the internet, baby, on Facebook,
right, yeah,
Pinterest,
yeah, I mean,
Flickr.
You can't, in this day and age, you can't hide. I mean, what
all
are these
the
guys going to do?
All the other surveillance, I mean, they will get those parameters out to any law enforcement agency that has databases of photos or video that can enter those kind of things, and the computer will find it. It will find matches, and then they can start refining it down. Nope, that's not him. That's not him. That might be him. That's not him.
Then they start looking up addresses and knocking on doors.
Yeah, excuse me.
Or maybe not knocking.
Mr. Canicola?
Yeah. I mean, really, put yourself in their shoes right now. What do you do? You can't. What would you do? I can't imagine where they're cowering right now.
First, what are you thinking?
To begin with, well, yeah. But I do you kill yourself? Yeah, maybe you do. There's
maybe
not going to be
already.
A good end. Yeah, it could be.
I saw a posting on Facebook today. It's like, okay, you're trying to disrupt people that have trained to run 26.3 miles. Mm. You picked on the wrong people.
All right, so I'm confused, Kenny, a little bit. One of the suspects is dead?
Yes.
And an MIT police officer is dead?
Right.
Okay. So people are dead. I'm looking at one headline that reads, one bombing suspect in custody, one on the run. That's not true. That's a Boston Globe headline.
Right. They thought he was in custody, but now the Boston police did a press conference about half an hour ago, maybe a little bit more, where they said that he was deceased.
Okay.
The suspect number one.
Mm-hmm. They give him a name? Any names on these guys yet?
They haven't released any names, they said, because because one is still on the run, but even if they catch him or kill him, they want to contact family members first.
Uh-huh. Family members
are
dead. I'm not a family member. Yeah.
Well, and if these guys are Americans and have family here, they want to protect that privacy of the family members, so that mom isn't watching the news and finding out that they just killed her son who tried to blow up Boston.
So the guy in the white hat is the one who's still at large.
Yes.
For people who've seen all these pictures.
They have a picture of him in a gray hoodie from a surveillance camera at 7-Eleven earlier this evening, or
okay.
I guess last night.
Right. All right. 888-302-3684. What say you? What think you? What we ought to be doing is thinking about the number of cameras. I thought one of those hosts that we just heard had the right question in general about, not about this specific incident, but on all of our minds is how many cameras are going to watch you today? 888-302-3684, 16 after the hour on Good Day.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats. How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you are a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck, because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40. 40. With no big changes in lifestyle, Amberen restores hormonal balance in women over 40. So you can finally lose the weight. And all of the other menopause symptoms simply go away. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-663-2773. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-663-2773. That's 1-800-663-2773.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
Over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
News nuggets of the day. Lots of people that you like through the course of the day listening to various bits of this program. You can do that by going to DougSteffen.com, downloading any of the hours from 1 to 6. Best stories of the day and the best calls. Here's an example of that. Chuck in Massachusetts doesn't think Al-Qaeda had anything to do with this.
Just a thought that I've had for a few years that when you consider how 9/11 brought the American public together, I think the last thing that the Al-Qaeda would want to do would be to recreate that feeling of unitedness. My point being that they like us just the way they are. We're divided. And that's why I don't think... It was shown as relatively easy what they did in Boston. And if a group like Al-Qaeda wanted to do something like that, I think they could do it relatively easily. And I don't think they wanted to do it because it would backfire on them.
Here's David up in Maine, concerned about the media and the information coming from them.
I'm calling concerning that the comments are made about how the bombs are made. I think there's a little bit too much information. Why do people need to know how those bombs were made? I think it possibly would give people ideas. I would look for a run on pressure cookers in the hardware stores. You know, there are people who are angry. There are people who are sick of mind. Why give them ideas? I would not divulge the information of how those are made. It's not really necessary information.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Continues. The gig is known as the Doug Steffen Good Day program, overviewing all the important stories of the day. And the marathon continues to be what most people are talking about in terms of number one. But we have other things that are going on the next half hour, spending more time on that gun legislation story from this past week. Right now, though, back to the marathon, just to update you a little bit. One of the suspects is dead. The other one's on the run. And that's pretty much the summary of this, but there's a lot of background conversation. For example, here are our hosts Gene Muller and Jody Becker talking to Al Tompkins, who's from Media Matters, about CNN relaying contradictory information on the suspects.
CNN had to walk back a story that a suspect had been arrested. Probably the biggest mistake we've seen out of the major media so far this week in covering this breaking news. How does that happen?
I don't know how it happened. I can't wait to find out how it happened. What I'm guessing, and take this for a pure guess, but what I'm guessing is because it was not just CNN, it was also Fox, it was AP, it was Time Magazine, it was the Boston Globe. My guess is that somebody at a pretty high level said that there had been an arrest and then backed up pretty quick, because CNN had sources both at the federal level and at the local level. And AP is, as you well know, quite well known for being pretty conservative on these things. My guess is, and again, it's just a guess. I don't have inside information on this one. My guess is they got led that way by somebody at a pretty high level who couldn't back it up.
Just curious your opinion, you know, whether it's their fault for making the mistake or not, how long does it take to repair a reputation after something like this?
Well, look, it's not like we had goodwill to spare here. This comes on the heel of similar kinds of problems from various media on Sandy Hook. You will all remember the Obamacare initial misreporting that was done by Fox and CNN. I mean, we don't have goodwill and reputation to spare here, and I don't know how you repair distrust or harm except to be as clear as you can about what happened. One of my disappointments so far is that we still don't know how this happened and what can be done to solve it. But what I do reject, and what I've heard various people have asked me, you know, isn't this just the rush to be first? And I can tell you, and I can tell you this because I was at CNN Washington, D.C. on Tuesday. I was there all day Tuesday, and I can tell you that's not the mentality in that newsroom. It's not the mentality of the people who are leading that newsroom. Let's be first, first, first. I mean, it is, let's be right, let's be trustworthy, and so on. They wouldn't have gone with this if they hadn't had an extraordinarily reliable piece of information. There's something that went catastrophically wrong. And I just don't know what it was.
You realize what a bunch of malarkey that whole interview was? This guy from Media Matters who says, we're asking, or he's being asked by these hosts about contradictory information, and he says, I don't really know, but my guess is. How's that any different than what the story was about CNN? I don't know, but my pretty much tells the story when I hear somebody says, my guess is. And then he has the gall to cite AP, which has become a bastion of the left as a solid bedrock kind of authority when it comes to the news. There isn't anybody anymore, Kenny. There's no more sources that are objective, that are there. But to actually underscore what I remember having run a newsroom in the mid-80s, that you do. You depending on whether you have a lot of pressure on you. At that time, I was running the news station that was in Boston, and it was, you know, you people came to you for the info, so you could get it right, and nobody would be challenging necessarily. In this circumstance, everybody's banging down your door just for something because they so overdo it. And that story itself was a pretty good example of the fiasco that's going on in the so-called news media. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Discover Card Cashback Concierge here.
Cashback Concierge? I have a concierge?
I know, it's exciting.
Wow, wait, what is a cashback concierge?
Oh, well, there's lots of ways you can get cashback from Discover. I'm here to help you get the most bang for your buck. It's personalized, we won't try and sell you anything, and it's free.
Free? I want that.
Yeah, you do. High five me through the phone.
Yeah. I did it. Did you actually do it?
Oh, I did. I totally did.
Good.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Cashback Concierge. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
If you love movies where American GIs are wearing the white hats, there's a fantastic event taking place in the Washington, D.C. area this May. The GI Film Festival is the nation's only military film festival. The mission is to honor the troops through film, and no matter what kind of movie you like to watch, you'll find it there. You can also meet real military heroes, attend first-class parties, and walk the red carpet with patriotic Hollywood stars. The festival runs May 6th through 12th. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for more details. GIFilmFestival.com.
And now, The Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
Political correctness went too far, as reported in New York, where some city schools had decided to stop using certain words on tests, including dinosaurs, birthdays, Halloween, and others. The idea was to avoid offending anyone at all. Birthdays are not celebrated in various religions. Halloween is considered a pagan holiday by some, and dinosaurs imply evolution to others. But officials who propose eliminating important concepts from education should first look through the lens of liberty. Then they would understand that people must be free to make up their own minds about controversial issues. We should all be free to learn about and debate such topics. That's our right as free American citizens. Refusing to mention dinosaurs doesn't make those huge bones disappear.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creeble.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's a new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom design cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise@GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Program Friday, 33 minutes after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my colleague Ken Kessler, trying as professionally as possible to pull ourselves around the. I think that the story about the marathon bombers is so much in flux, and there are so many other things that have happened this week that we've kind of not talked about. Let's move on. A lot of discussion, as many of you know, about the gun legislation that didn't get through the Senate, including this story from CBS's Major Garrett. The failure is the focus.
Somber and frustrated, President Obama said the gun control debate will not end because the Senate could not muster 60 votes for expanded background checks. He stood with some of the Sandy Hook families. Mark Barden, who lost his son Daniel in that mass shooting, spoke first and said Washington has not heard the last of this issue.
We'll return home now, disappointed, but not defeated. We return home with the determination that change will happen. Maybe not today, but it will happen. It will happen soon. We've always known this would be a long road, and we don't have the luxury of turning back. We will keep moving forward and build public support for common sense solutions in the areas of mental health, school safety, and gun safety.
With his wife and two surviving children beside him, Barden spoke of his son Daniel and recited what is known in Newtown as the Sandy Hook Promise.
Our hearts are broken. Our spirit is not.
President Obama said the legislation's failure was due to fear-mongering and misinformation.
But instead of supporting this compromise, the gun lobby and its allies willfully lied about the bill. They claimed that it would create some sort of Big Brother gun registry, even though the bill did the opposite. This legislation, in fact, outlawed any registry. Plain and simple, right there in the text. But that didn't matter.
The president questioned what the gun lobby will gain from keeping things as they are now.
I've heard some say that blocking this step would be a victory. And my question is, a victory for who? A victory for what? All that happened today was the preservation of the loophole that lets dangerous criminals buy guns without a background check. That didn't make our kids safer.
The president placed phone calls to senators on this issue yesterday and this morning, even amid briefings on the latest on the Boston Marathon bombings. The White House says the president will not let this issue die and will keep faith with those families who want him and this White House to keep pressing.
You know, most people who listen to me with regularity know I'm not much of a fan of the president's, but on the surface, he asked some pretty good questions about the gun legislation. It's one of those things that just kind of got passed off, though, this week because of what happened in Boston. So we'll spend a few more minutes on this, as it is a discussion item that many people felt they were left out of this week. So you can get your licks here if you want to. 888-302-3684. Here are our hosts, Mike Crute and Dominic Salvia, talking to Congressman Mark Pocan of Wisconsin about the gun legislation that failed.
Did they need cloture to pass this? I'm not even clear why 5446, why this resolution isn't passing on to the House, Mark. Is that my understanding? They didn't achieve the 60-vote threshold
correct.
In the Senate?
Correct, yeah. So it failed on a 54-46 vote.
And, Mark, what's your opinion? I mean, is this a disappointment for the administration and for people that would hope for safety and guns, quite frankly?
Well, you know, this was, I think, the one bill that we really thought was probably going to move forward. You know, when you talk about how to reduce gun violence, I think, you know, there's 90%+ support in the public to do this. And, you know, it's unfortunate that it couldn't pass the U.S. Senate, you know, because I think, again, it was more about taking away loopholes than, you know, really trying to do anything that would cause problems in law-abiding citizens having access to guns. So it's just unfortunate that it didn't pass today because I think it was the one that we thought had the best chance of getting through.
Mark, does this mean that gun control legislation is effectively dead on arrival?
I wouldn't say gun legislation is effectively dead on arrival with 100% certainty, but, you know, this was the one that had 90% support in the public. And if you start talking about, you know, magazines or assault weapons, they had less support already going into this. So, I this morning was funny. I was watching Morning Joe, and they had this, you know, they had a terrorist telling people how easy it is to get guns in the U.S., and you think some of those things would have had a stronger impact, and unfortunately, they didn't. So, you know, this was the bill that had the most support, I think, in the Senate and in the House and among the public. So for it to fail certainly makes the bar much higher for any other bill.
It also speaks of volumes about the influence and some would say control of the NRA on the process. So maybe even more so to the point, the process of money on our system, because these 46 members of the upper chambers didn't do anything. They didn't respond. Is the way to look at this that this would have been an adequate response to the Newtown massacre? Thinking about it that way. The background check bill, as it was called, meant to keep guns out of the hands of criminals, but the majority wasn't there to come up with 60 votes, 54-46. And the president, as you heard a few minutes ago, said this is not over yet. But one would wonder how much more time you can spend on something like this when there are many other issues, although some of you think this is the most important issue. Another bit of opinion and information put together, radio and television, spending some time on this week. For example, the ladies on The View talked about the Senate voting down this legislation.
President Obama called yesterday a shameful day for Washington after the Senate rejected an amendment that would have expanded background checks on gun purchases. He even accused gun lobbyists of putting out false information to sway the vote. I don't know how you guys felt. I just kind of felt like I want people who are buying guns on the internet and buying at gun shows, I think they should have to go through the same background checks that anybody goes through. That's my opinion.
90% of Americans agree with this. But the gun lobby is very powerful, and the gun manufacturers are making so much money on guns that is really who's controlling this entire argument.
Well, I don't know.
And in the paper today are all the pictures of all of the senators who voted against this bill. And it was not a perfect bill, but it had plenty in it that we could use for at least as a start.
And they
call the number on this page and complain about these people. That's all you can
do.
Now.
And I think in the National Review, who was a conservative paper, they said that 58% of Americans Americans right after Newton said that they did agree with stricter gun laws, but then it fell after Christmas to 38%. So I don't know if they were saying
the brainwashing and the lies go out. That's
why. But in 10 years, gun legislation, it's been nearly impossible to pass gun legislation laws, although I think the rights of the gun owners are getting bigger.
Well, it's not so much the rights of the gun owners are getting bigger, but there are things in place, but there are things we can do to shore it up. And several things in this bill could have helped that. And they should have, you know, I know it's not perfect for everybody. Nobody's going to get everything they want, but we could have made some movement.
All right, there's Whoopi Goldberg, who, by the way, has been interviewed about the future of The View. She apparently likes it very much. She is doing movies based in New York, likes living in New York, likes doing The View every day. And so when it comes to the gossip about The View, most people know that Joy Behar is leading. Elizabeth Hasselbeck is said to be on her way out. So the question was asked of Whoopi Goldberg, who does she want to join her on the panel? And she said she doesn't really care. Quote, let me tell you about The View. I take a paycheck every other week. That's all I do. I could give a blank what comes. I do my job. I have a contract. That's where I stand. I don't give a blank. She was at the Tribeca Film Festival. That's not my job. My job is to show up and be cute by 11 o'clock and get the blank off by 12, and that's what I try to do. So I guess that pretty much puts that into perspective, Kenny, one way or the other. 888-302-3684. Some of you want to be heard on the gun issue, and so we'll take some calls and we'll look around and see if Kenny's found any other information or any other thoughts from people when it comes to the gun legislation via our social media, which includes Facebook.com. Why is it? I have a thought on Twitter. There it is. Putting .com together. Facebook.com/good day or Twitter at good day.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paint and stains during our four-day super sale, April 19th through the 22nd. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at SherwinWilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service
Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Pamper Mom with a Pandora Mother's Day gift set exclusively from Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
The set includes a Pandora sterling silver clasp bracelet, two pink tendril clips, and a Jared exclusive celebration flower bouquet charm for only $170, a $200 value. And you'll only find this incredible offer at Jared.
It can only be Jared!
Available now through May 12th while supplies last. See store for details.
888-302-3684. Excuse me, I was looking at some of the things that we haven't talked about this week, much mostly because the focus all week long has been, certainly from Tuesday on, has been on the Marathon Bomber. So the passing of Pat Summerall hasn't gotten much attention. He was 82 years of age. Most everybody knew him, remembered him. I think there was a time during his life that he had a big problem with alcohol, wasn't there, Kenny? And that seemed to slow down his career somewhat.
Yeah, I thought I had seen an interview, it seems to me, about him talking about him beating it.
Yeah, I think he did, but sometimes you get involved in that and it takes its toll on your life. The price of gold going down, that's a big money story. The explosion at the fertilizer plant, that's something that, although big yesterday, seems to, I mean, what do you have to say about that? Unless you're living in Waco and or you're a farmer looking for a fertilizer, you imagine what that's going to do to the price of fertilizer. Other than that, let's go back to those of you who have thoughts about the gun legislation and the debate continuing. Randy in Michigan wants to know what happens next.
First thing I would like to do is remind all the Americans out there that democracy protects the minority from majority rule. So let's get that out there right off the bat. That's the one thing this great country has. We have protection for the minority view, and I'm glad we do. I would like to know now, is the federal government going to go after and regulate pressure cookers after our little deal here in Boston? You know, this is where we're getting to divide this country between the country folk and the city folk. I'm out here in the middle of nowhere. I got to have my gun for protection. If I got a cop that shows up within a half hour when I call, I'm lucky. So that's where my coming in with this regulation and taking away the guns. Because no matter what you do, you start regulating that, you're registering them. No matter how you cut it, slice it, or dice it. And a lot of the other folks are right. They're not even enforcing the laws that are on the books.
All right, some definitive points of view there. 888-302-3684 on the countdown is Michael in New York about the bill that failed.
I think in response, the reason why this legislation failed is not only would it, had it passed, would it not have prevented the terrible tragedy that occurred in Connecticut, but also the tragedy in Colorado. And I think the poll, in terms of support from a broad class of Americans, it's lacking is because it would appear that both parties have used this issue, gun control, to raise money and at the same time not really address it responsibly. And I think most Americans are onto the fact that whether you bring in personalities such as Gabrielle Giffords or whether you bring in families from Connecticut, that at the end of the day, we are failing to address the substantive problems that I think are far more concerning to Americans in this country, such as the U.S. deficit, the economy, and putting our unemployed people back to work.
Kevin in Connecticut.
It was a defeat for the American people. 90% wanted the background checks to go through, and the Republicans were bought off. They were forced not to vote because of the NRA. It's a shame that Rory and Paul was telling the victims of Connecticut that they were used as pawns. They have every right to go down to the Capitol to lobby, just like the special interests and everybody else. You know, it was just a defeat. It was a win for the criminals and the terrorists. You know, it was just, you know, background check, that's all. Nobody was going to lose their gun rights or anything like that. You know, it was just, It was just, it was a defeat for the people that backed up the Republicans. Now they know that their Republicans are bought off now by special interests, with Glover Norquist with his pledges. It's just a shame, And it's just a bad mark on the Republican Party. Common sense laws. That's all, but it's just a shame.
This is Good Day.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Yep, other things are going on, but just to sort of bring you up to date on what's going on with the capture, well, actually not the capture, but the killing of one of the Boston Marathon suspects. Now the area around Watertown Square has been closed down because that's where apparently the fellow that they're after was last seen. Businesses, therefore, will not be allowed to operate in the Watertown area. Watertown is the next city, Brighton, Watertown, that area, as you head west out of Boston, actually sort of northwest. All of the public transportation system in Boston has been shut down. The so-called MBTA, Mass Bay Transportation Authority, has suspended all public transportation as a safety measure, police say. Safety, worrying about this bomber trying to get out of town on the T and blowing up a bus in the meantime as a distraction. So all of the public bus and train service suspended until further notice. Let's see here. I guess that I'm looking at but this fellow died 10 or 15 minutes, apparently, Kenny, after he got to the hospital, the one that was shot. So that's the end of him. Now, one of the other things that's happened this week, the Ricin letters that went to the president and to a senator from Mississippi. Here is Jim Avila reporting on the arrest of a suspect in that fiasco.
As hazmat-suited inspectors today gathered evidence, perhaps linked to a poison-laced letter addressed to the President of the United States, another to a Mississippi senator, federal sources tell ABC News they have arrested a suspect from Tupelo, Mississippi, a scare that stopped mail delivery on Capitol Hill this week.
All staff and other personnel are directed to avoid this area until further notice.
The fear, ricin, easily made from castor beans by would-be bioterrorists.
If you ingested enough of it, it could be very damaging, and it could kill you.
Two letters, one addressed to President Obama, another to Mississippi Senator Roger Wicker, showed initial positive results for ricin in not always reliable field tests. The letters never reached the White House or Capitol.
The mail sent here is screened, and that these tests are undertaken at remote sites to mitigate the risk.
The first addressed to Senator Wicker was stopped in suburban Maryland, 10 miles from its intended target on Capitol Hill. The second letter to the White House was intercepted 6.5 miles away on a military base in the outskirts of D.C. A third post office sorting facility suffered possible contamination to its filtering system from an unknown source, some 10 miles from downtown Washington. Protections, including air sensors at screening centers, set up after the anthrax attacks in 2001 that killed 5 Americans and injured 17 others in this country's worst ever bioterrorist attack. It happened just after 9/11. Today's apparent attempt, so close to another incident of domestic terror, is an eerie reminder of those frightening days. The letters to President Obama and the senator from Mississippi were both signed with the initials KC, which matches the name of the man arrested in Tupelo, Mississippi.
All right, here's Bill Carroll talking to Dr. Jim Keeney about what ricin actually is.
So ricin, what is it? How easy is it to get it?
Well, it's pretty easy to get because it comes from, I guess they call it the waste mash, when they mash castor beans to get castor oil out of them, and that has multiple kind of manufacturing uses and other uses. The leftover waste is has 10 or 20% ricin in it. But you do need to be able to do chromatography to get this stuff out. But that's something even undergraduate college level chemistry people can do.
But since I don't know what it is, it probably I can't do it.
You probably can't do it in your backyard, no.
What is it?
You have to, chromatography? I don't know. I don't do that either.
Okay.
I had to learn it in undergraduate a long, long time ago.
It's just some sort of chemical treatment you have to do or something.
It's dissolving it in some type of diluent and then allowing it to kind of diffuse through some type of material, and then it'll diffuse a certain distance in that material, and then you scrape it out of the material at that distance. You know what I mean? So
right, but it's not something I should play with, because if I get this into my body, it can be deadly.
Absolutely, yes.
How deadly is it?
At relatively low doses, too. I mean, that's the thing is the size of a pinhead, if it's injected under the skin, is deadly. So that's a tiny, tiny amount. If you're talking about inhaling it or eating it, you need like 2 milligrams, which, you know, you look at an average Tylenol pill, that's 500 milligrams. So
that's a small amount, yeah.
A tiny amount. And
but
then,
since people don't eat their mail, Dr. Jim, probably that wasn't a real danger. But inhaling it, because when you open an envelope, the powder could get into the air.
All right. So there we go.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.